While you're busy doubting yourself, others are intimidated by your full potential. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn about how to conquer self-doubt. Enjoy.
Things that you're feeling, clenching up, feeling like you're not good enough, feeling like you're not ready, doubting yourself, kind of spending too much time thinking about how much time you've wasted, all that, that's normal that we all do. You cannot overcome those thoughts because they keep rising up and they've become a habit and it's sort of a pattern. So I don't want you to focus on the thoughts. I want you to focus on taking action, even though you doubt yourself. You are going to feel like an imposter until you push through that clenched up moment over and over and over again. And then suddenly, through action, you're going to see that you're not an imposter at all. You're actually the kind of person that pushes through and does what he or she says they are going to do. See, imposter syndrome grows and sticks around when you listen to it and when you keep thinking and when you freeze. The moment you take action, even though you feel like an imposter, you actually explode the syndrome. You kill it. You break it apart because you're not acting like an imposter. You're proving to yourself through the action that you know what you're doing. Now look, the feelings are going to take a while to catch up. The first 16 jobs that you do where you feel nervous, those nerves are going to be there with you the entire time. Feeling nervous is normal. Letting it stop you is a choice. I say this stuff all the time because this is what you're struggling with. If you suffer from imposter syndrome, it's not an issue of whether or not you have the skill. The problem is that you have a pattern of thinking in a way that stops you the moment you start to doubt yourself. If you want to be successful in business, if you truly want that side hustle to turn into your full-time thing, you have to learn how to let the feelings of doubt rise up, but take action anyway. You've got to learn to embrace the fact that you're gonna feel like an imposter, but you, my friend, are the kind of person that moves forward anyway.
Here's what I'd say to you. I'd say, don't be so damn hard on yourself. I know that sounds counter to being an achiever, but when you're beating yourself up, you're sucking out the energy you need to move forward. It's kind of like, I always tell people there's so much energy, and I've built mine. I do a lot of things to build my energy to be incredibly strong and have really strong endurance, because to me, energy is life. If you don't have strong energy, you're not going to do anything. But even after we look at that energy, it only goes so many places. So if your energy is being caught up, if you take energy in a business and you pour it into external marketing, going out and reaching people and adding value, that business is going to grow. But if there are inner conflicts in that business between people, then the energy is being sucked in here and less energy is going out there. The business is going to have problems. That's also true of you. If you allow your disappointments to create these inner conflicts and fears and you let them run wild within you, they're going to suck the energy out you need to go to the next level in your business. You have to discipline your disappointment now.
What is self-doubt? Self-doubt is the opposite of self-confidence. Confidence comes from understanding. Like I would imagine you're confident you can drive your car. In fact, you're so confident that you'll be talking to somebody on the phone, you'll get in the car, you'll start the car, you'll drive, and you'll drive maybe 4 or 5 blocks, not even be unaware of what you've done. It's all done automatic. Your concentration is on the conversation you're on. Now, when you first got in a car, you couldn't do that. The car was probably jumping all over the place, and you thought you'd never learn how to drive it. But you learned how to drive it, now you're quite confident. You're confident that you can get dressed when you get up in the morning. When you were a little boy or a little girl, you couldn't do that. You had to be taught to do it. Well, do you know, self-confidence comes, like all confidence, it comes with knowledge. And the more you study you, the more you understand who you are, the more confident you'll become in your ability to do whatever it is you're doing. And you'll know that if you lack confidence in an area, it's because you lacked information in that area. Get some good material out and study it. Our company puts out such phenomenal material. It's material I've been studying for over 50 years. And not just studying, but demonstrating, using it. We've watched millions of people go from poverty to abundance. Not by accident, but by design. Never doubt yourself. And when you do, understand that the cause of that doubt is not lying within you. It's in wrong thinking. It's in not understanding who you are. Study yourself. Self-study will develop self-confidence. And self-confidence eliminates self-doubt.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.